When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
As the number one audio company, iHeartMedia gives you access to all. Every audience, live conversations, trusted influencers, and the insights and data you need to grow. iHeartMedia is your access company. Go to iHeartResults.com for more.
My name is Ariel. I moved to the U.S. at 19. I spoke no English and I struggled finding job opportunities. Everything I have, I owe to the Adult Literacy Center and getting my high school diploma at age 22.
It was an honor helping you achieve your greatness. Now you're helping others achieve theirs. It inspires me.
When you graduate, they graduate. Find free and supportive adult education centers near you at finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
This is totally not connected to anything, but it may be something we're talking about off the air. But do you ever have somebody like give you information, like tell you something about them? And I'm not saying that you use it against them like as a weapon, but then that information sort of shapes your viewpoint about a person, and then they get mad at you because you know the thing that they told you. Does that make sense? Like, ultimately, you wind up being the a-hole because you end up like I think we talked about on the air recently. I had a situation where somebody described a situation to me. I described it back to them, and I wasn't being nice, but I basically reiterated what they had just said to me. But I was the a-hole.
Yeah.
I was the one who did the bad thing. And I'm like, but wait a minute. I just repeated what you just said to me so you could hear it and understand my point of view. Mm-hmm. And then it was like, I can't believe you just said that to me. I'm like, you're the one doing it. Does that ever happen to you, though? Like, it was like, I give you, and it's one thing if like you give, if you vent to a friend or you share something intimate and then they use it against you, that's not cool. But I'm talking about face, like, you're having a conversation and someone says, well, I did this or whatever. Mm-hmm. And you're like, you did what? You know, and then like you almost, it's like, why am I mean? Because I just said to you the thing that you just said to me.
Yeah. I mean, you're responsible for what you share. So if you share a wild story and someone judges you based on that story, like, it's kind of on you. Like, mm-hmm. Don't share it, I guess, right? You know, especially in the setting that we were talking about off air. Like, it's a little odd.
Well, that's kind of what our tangent, if we do a tangent today, is going to be about. Well, two things. I've got a wild story. I got a wild story. But then also, I think that the tangent and this little radio program are getting me, they continue to get me in big trouble and for no doing of my own.
I'm excited. Oh, really? I might join the tangent today.
A new story.
You should attend.
You should attend
on the iHeartRadio app. Yeah. You can listen to us live in the morning. You can listen to us anytime. Search for The Fred Show. You can listen to The Tangent, our off-air uncensored podcast. But yeah, I mean, look, I've done this job for 20, over 20 years. I get that we say things on the radio, on the podcast, and then people hear it and internalize it, and people in our personal lives might hear things and go, oh. But the problem for me is, if you know me personally, why are you holding crazy stuff I say on the radio? I mean, I'm not out here like saying, you know, horrible, terrible things. I mean, I'm talking about my life. You know, it's not like I'm preaching some political or xenophobic or something. If I say something like hateful or something, then you should hate me for that. But I hope I never do. But like, if I tell a story and you know me personally, and then you get mad at me for the story I told on the radio, it's like, what? What are you doing? Like, that's my job. That's what I got to, you know. And by the way, you can't let the truth get in the way of a good story sometimes. Right. And I'm not saying I'm a liar. You know, I tell the truth.
You but sometimes, it up a little, yeah.
Sometimes we got to, you know,
yeah.
we got to zhuzh it up a little bit just to, for a presentation. Or sometimes I got to dig a story out of the treasure trove.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a vault full of stories. I only tell the same 13, but every now and again, I got to pull out a new one. Make it sound like it happened last night. Want to know why? Because I was watching Succession last night. I was watching basketball last night. I wasn't doing a damn thing. But sometimes I got to make up a story because it's like, I can't say that every day. I can't come in and be like, hey, guess what, guys? I didn't do a damn thing again last night. Here's the weekend. Good morning. Welcome to the show.
Yeah. You're putting on a production.
Yeah, here we go. What is this? Whoa, what is this thing?
Oh, my lips.
Here's a text. I dated a guy who later told me he killed someone.
Oh, okay.
And then he was upset that I couldn't deal with him. Well, that's a little different. I'm certainly not saying anything like that. But I'll tell some story on the podcast, and then like somebody I'm talking to will be like, my friend said you said this, and then... Or people will just disappear. And I know it's because of something I said on the radio. And it's like, if you know me and we've hung out, you know, extensively, and we've maybe seen each other without clothes on and things like that, I think I deserve the benefit of the doubt when it comes to, you know, something that you heard on the radio. Like, can't you at least tell me what you heard and I can tell you if it's true? Because I won't lie. I'll tell you if it's true. I'll tell you if I meant it. But it happens all the time these days.
Yeah.
I feel like, believe it or not, people think, oh, you got a cool job. You must get lots of chicks. No, I probably get fewer chicks because of this. Honestly.
Chicks.
I probably get fewer chicks because of this job because I can't keep my stupid mouth shut. But I also don't do it to their detriment. If you listen to the show, because I've heard people say, oh, he only dates for content. That's not true. When is the last time I outed somebody in a way that would ever be distinguishable? And most of the time when I tell stories, it's about me being the dumbass. The stories are usually jokes on me. Mm-hmm. The story is rarely jokes on them. Sometimes. Like Ashy Heel Girl.
Oh, Ashy Heels.
But yeah. I didn't do Ashy Heel Girl dirty like that. The listeners were taking pictures of her heels and posting them on the internet. I didn't do that.
Well, they were sending them to Rufio and I. And I just couldn't get... They were like, he's on a date. And I'm like, I don't care about that. Just get this girl some lotion.
Yeah. You guys were really worried about that. And I hadn't looked at her feet like that. I hadn't gotten that angle, so...
Yeah.
But yeah. Yeah, Kiki, you missed that. I went on a date. We were on an outdoor patio and pictures were just flowing in to our DMs. Announced to me with pictures of this woman's feet. And that was not nice. I did not think that was nice.
I mean, everything's fair game, though. Like, we have to talk about it. Yes, Jason, we have to
take pictures of her in public. I don't like
that. Well, we didn't post the pictures. And by the way, I had nothing to do with it.
Why didn't we post the pictures?
Because they were just trying to tattle to Rufio and I that he was on a date. And we were like, okay, whatever.
Uh-oh.
But I was like zooming in to see the scene and what was going on. And that's, you know.
Send me the pictures, y'all. Everything is content, okay?
Fred's going to love that.
Somebody said, not going to lie, I don't think I could date you because I would try and debate with you too much and we're both too outspoken. Yeah, I don't know. Again, much larger barker at work than at home. I'm a no conflict guy. I want people to be happy. I don't want drama. But again, I got to come in here. I got to, you know, you know,
right.
Yes.
Mm. Oof, oof.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Yeah, that was it. You know, that's me.
What the hell are you doing?
That's me. That's me. Like I'm like.
Ooh.
See, there
that
you go.
Was really good.
Are you a tiger? Yeah. Is that a tiger's noise?
Could be a dog. Could be.
Is that a snake?
It sounded. I don't like it. So I don't want that in my life.
All right. Well, listen.
No, I'm going to try and stay on your good side. So I never see that.
I'll growl at you.
Yeah, people are texting like extreme examples of this. When I outed myself as an alcoholic, I shared it with some friends, and when I had a slip, I regretted telling them. It's a journey, and no one's perfect. No.
Yeah.
I understand. You're completely like
totally.
That's betrayal.
Right.
I'm just talking about if you say to me, I like this or I like that in dating, or I did this or that in dating, and then you expect a different standard from me in this particular example. And I'm like, wait a minute, but what you just told me was the terms are like this.
Yeah.
Did you just call me a slut? I'm like, no, you did that, actually.
I don't know why anyone is on a date talking about...
Oh, it happens all the time.
...their exes. Like, that is big-time weirdo wild. Energy
yes,
to me.
It is.
Oh, it happens to me all the time.
I know, and I don't know where you find these people, because I never would bring up an ex or someone I hooked up with while I'm on a date. Like, what is going on?
Mm-hmm. The other problem is I... I get a real thrill out of figuring out what I can get people to. I mean, it's ingrained in me. Like, it's just what we do for a living. I love talking to people. When you guys call up here, I love learning about whatever it is you're talking about. And I will dig and dig and ask questions that most people won't ask because I want you to tell me.
But then you overthink.
Well, that's true. But my point is, I don't know. It's just like that's how I'm programmed. I'm inquisitive. I would rather ask questions to get answers than I would, believe it or not, talk about myself. But then sometimes you tell me stuff and I'm like, whoa, I didn't need to know that. Yeah. I really didn't need to know that.
MTV's official Challenge podcast is back for another season.
And so are we.
I'm Tori Deal.
And I'm Anissa Ferreira.
The wait is over, guys. All Stars 4 is finally here.
And this season takes it to a whole new level. Old school legends, modern power players, and ex-lovers are all competing in Cape Town, South Africa for the prize of $300,000.
And we're going to be right here along with you fans, covering every episode on the podcast.
Listen to MTV's official Challenge podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's take a moment to breathe. Deep inhale. Extend your spine. Remain focused on what you're doing. If safe to do so, exhale slowly, leaning to one side. Inhale back to center. If safe to do so, exhale slowly to the opposite side. Find mental health resources at loveyourmindtoday.org. This message is brought to you by the Huntsman Mental Health Institute and the Ed Council.
Do you love Selena?
Like, really love?
Whether you saw her live, saw the movie as a kid, or saw her looks all over TikTok, there's no shortage of reasons to stan the Queen of Tejano.
And stan we do over 3 whole episodes of our podcast, Becoming an Icon.
We're reminiscing as lifelong Selena fans, sharing hot takes and telling her story. Listen to Becoming an Icon on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Becoming an Icon.
Hey everyone, this is Molly and Matt, and we're the hosts of Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult, a podcast from Ruby Studio and iHeart Podcasts.
It's a show dedicated to helping you figure out the trickiest parts of adulting.
Like how to start planning for retirement, creating a healthy skincare routine, understanding when and how much to tip someone, and so much more.
Let's learn about all of it and then some. Listen to Grown Up Stuff, How to Adult on America's #1 podcast network, iHeart. Open your free iHeart app and search Grown Up Stuff.
Grown Up Stuff.